Good morning. This is David Perdue from the Niche Affiliate Marketing System, and it is part two of our storytelling workshop. Today, we are going to spend very little time in the PowerPoint presentations because we're actually going to look at the stories you submitted overnight, and we're going to talk about how they fit in with our template and how you did for including all the parts of the storytelling template in your story. We got six or seven submissions, which was pretty good. Half of them are stories and half of them are templates, and that's okay. We'll look at both. And we'll try to spend enough time on each of them to go through them so that we can understand what you're trying to do and what the pieces are. And I'm looking for feedback all morning on this. So we are going to I need feedback from you guys to tell me what you think about these stories. So one of the first things we're going to do is I'm going to give you the links to go download all of these stories. So I'm just going to kind of scroll to the bottom here so that you can pick up all these links. There are several. And I'll type them in or I'll put them in the chat box. Let's see. You're going to need the template. If you don't have the template, there's the template. NAMS.WS/ST1. Here is the first one we're going to look at, which is the fun grandma. Here is what if. And that one is NAMS.WS/CC what if. I have put these in the chat box. I'm going to the next page. This one was about anger at traffic lights, and that is nams.ws/cvtraffic. And this one is about a summer job that was dangerous. That is nams.ws/bhsummer. And here is the stress story. That is nams.ws/sfstory. And let's see, Stan, you just asked me not to include this. I did not get your second submission yet uploaded if it came in the last 30 or 40 minutes, so I won't include this one. This one is the last one, and we'll get it when I get it. I'll have to do it. I'll have to load it up later in this spot. That means we won't go over it, Stan. Is that all right with you? I mean, we can go over this one, or we can go over the one later. I'm not sure what your problem was with the first one. So today we're reviewing student writing samples, as I said. That's the part that we're going after today. Now, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about structure. I'm sorry. So, Stan, you don't mind if I use the one that we put up today because I only saw a couple of misspellings in it. That's all. Okay, good. We're going to download that one first before we go. Oh, I even had another page here I wanted to get you up on as well. Okay, so then we had those. So this was the last one. It was nams.ws/sfblind. Oh, I didn't. And there's the stress story that came through. That was nams.ws/sfstory. That one is in the chat box now. nams.ws/sfblind. You can download that one as well. And I think I actually put two of my samples at the bottom if we have time to get to those. I went back and looked, and this barn burner one actually did a lot better than I expected, and it was actually following the template. So the lesson in that was don't judge it by the first 24 hours. And the second one is DP Easy Choice. So you have all those links, and you can download all of those articles, and we will go over them in just a minute. So yesterday, we talked about the structure of the stories and how to find stories in your life and what to do with them and how to model stories. We dug into that seven-step structure, and then we talked about actually using the right words. And not so much grammar, but the right words. Grammar is important because you want it to be understood. And let me just say something about grammar here. If you don't follow standard grammar techniques, you will often get people writing you and saying, you know, your grammar's not right, you need an editor, or all of that kind of stuff. And that's fine. If they don't understand what you're doing, that's fine. Don't take it personally. Say thanks for the comments and leave it at that. it's not it, it everybody likes to correct a lot of people like to correct us, and that's okay. But what we're trying to do is communicate as real human beings, so don't worry about it so much. Let's see. We also talked about creating stories on the spot using the structure and using the template to sculpt it. So today we are going to review your stories. We're still using this template as we go through it. This is the seven-step process, and it is not in particular order. I remember yesterday I said these things really can be in any order that you want. But the truth is this last one, the tie back, really needs to be pretty much the last thing that you do. You may have some other stuff that follows the story, but the story part of your writing pretty much needs to have the tie back as the last thing. And that ties back to the original hook with the theme involved somehow. So you're really picking up a couple of those pieces in the tie back. And we'll see some examples of that today. Okay. Now what I'm planning to do is go to the story template that I have here. And we'll go through each of the pieces as they come up, and we'll talk about them and what they really, how they fit in and how successful they are. So let's look at the first one. We'll take a few, couple of minutes on each one to read it and make comments about it. Then we'll discuss it, okay? This is kind of a tedious thing in a webinar situation, but it's really an interactive evaluation, and we need to do that. Okay, so you should have downloaded. The first one is Fun Grandma is the one that we were doing first. Okay, this is the one that Ute had sent in from her last workshop participation with me. So go ahead and read this one. This one is at nams.ws/fun Fun Grandma. Make sure that you have that downloaded and you have, if you have any issues with it. Okay, have you read it? And do you have some ideas using your template about what the pieces are in this? So tell me what you think the hook is here on this story. Charlie says the hook is who is fun, fit, and healthy grandma. What do other people think? Anybody else? Okay, here's what I think the hook is. See if I can make this highlighter work. Right there. One day my 5-year-old daughter said, "Oma, you are so old." I thought to myself, am I really that old? I will show them. And fun, fit, healthy grandma was born. Do you understand that the hook is something that you can tie your entire story to? So in my opinion, and we all have different opinions about this, I don't think there's any really right answer here. In my opinion, what gets you, the hook is the grabber in the thing. And right, so if you can put yourself in Ute's shoes, you know, a 5-year-old comes up to her and says, "You're really old." And instead of slinking back in the couch or the chair or the in her head and thinking, "Oh yes, I really am old," she says, "No, I'm not. I'll show you." And the fun, fit, healthy grandma was born. Do you understand that? Thinking that the hook is something that motivates and propels you forward, and the entire article is built around. So what we're going to find out in this article, I think, is who healthy, fun, fit, and healthy grandma is. Right. And that's the point of this story, I believe. Okay, so the next thing we're looking for in this is the setup, okay? The setup, to me, is a dangerous part of a story. And this is really where I saw a lot of confusion in the stories that you submitted. There's a lot of confusion around the hook and the setup and the theme. Those were really the things that I saw the most trouble with in the stories. So as we go through here, we're going to just look at these quickly. Now, I've read these quickly, so I have to read these again myself and figure out where I am with these. So she actually kind of started with some setup, and that was here. Pre-boomer, feel fit and healthy, have so much fun, 6 grandchildren, and it kind of gives you a little background, right? And so she's kind of started the story with the setup. That's always a little tricky, and it's a little dangerous to start with setup, because background is not usually what keeps people engaged. You have to be really careful about starting your story with background. You want to start it with action as much as possible. And this, too, this paragraph continues on that setup, as you're saying, Charlie. This paragraph actually does continue on with that setup. But it also kind of highlights the theme, right? The theme of this is how to be fun, appear fit, healthy, and well. The hook can be anywhere you want. The hook is really... something that you want to try to drive at the top of the page as much as possible. But it doesn't have to be at the top of the page, but it usually works best there, because you want to grab people immediately in your story. And this is the action on that hook right here. I would have kind of started the story here and said, or even here, they call me Uma, which means grandma in German, my native language. One day my 5-year-old daughter said, Uma, you're so old. You don't need to know anything else. You read those two sentences, and you know who she is, you know where she's from, and you know what she wants to do. You know that she has a challenge, and the challenge is being fit and not feeling old with the kids. That's kind of the hook right there. And that, to me, would be at the top of the page. And then I would come in with the rest of this after it and describe who she is and build into this next paragraph, which is when I was grandma. And that's the kind of the setup for that supports the hook. Okay? So I'm going to say that that's the hook, okay? And that second paragraph will just say added on to it. Now, the next thing we're looking, if we go back to our thing, we're looking for a parachute, right? What is the parachute in this? Where do you drop into the action in this story? Now, the parachute can be anywhere. It usually is tied to the hook. It usually is that you're right in the action. Sometimes it's the same thing. It can be the same thing. In this story that Ute has written, we got to find where we think this hook is. You can type in the question box where you think the hook is after reading this. The parachute after reading this story. Okay, some people say that it's the everyday paragraph. Every day I appreciate being a healthy fit, healthy and feeling well. Some people say it is the sounds perfect, right? I don't think that one is it. I got plans for that line, so we're going to come back to that one. And on good days is somebody else's suggestion. Where is on good days? Oh, there it is. Paragraph above. On good days, I feel a fit grandma, not in any way an athlete. Okay. Yeah, Chris says on good days too. So on good days, on good days is the parachute as well, although I'd like to see this developed more. And the reason that I say this is that it is a lot of action, and it is a lot of activity. Let's say that. It is a lot of activity. It's not a lot of feeling. I don't feel her sweating. You know, if she's an active, healthy, fit grandmother, I want to know what it's like to be over 65, doing her first marathon at 63. What did that feel like? And so that's where the painting of the picture comes in. But I think that this is where the good parachute would be. Now, if I were going to rewrite this article, I would drag that right up under Healthy Grandma Was Born. And I'd rewrite it so that it said, and because of that, and then go into you're running the marathon, which is a huge jump, right? So that sets up a natural conflict and a natural intrigue that says, holy crap, how did this woman go from being old and unfit to running a marathon, right? So that's what I would do if I were rewriting this, is you introduce the hook, and then you jump into the parachute, and you've got some action at the top, and you've got a lot of feeling and action at the bottom of that beginning, and then you start expounding on the how this happened and all of that. So she's got a really nice article here. She's got a lot of good stuff in it, but I would rearrange that a little bit. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Now the how actually gets into the transition and the sell. The setup is the background, really. The setup is the context of the article. The setup is what we talked about up here. Okay. So the other pieces we want to look at are the theme. What is the theme of this? Now, some of you had trouble with your themes. I'm going to grab this, by the way. Let me just grab that, drop it in our template. And the reason I'm doing this is we're going to save these templates as PDFs as we go to accompany these stories. So you'll get these as well. Okay, so the theme, a lot of you had trouble with the theme. The theme is really, what's the point of your story? What's the purpose of your story? Let's go back here and look at this. The purpose usually means I want you to do something, right? The purpose usually means here's the activity. Here's the thing that you're going to do. Let me rephrase that. That wasn't very clear. The theme usually means here's why I'm writing this story. And why I'm writing this story often means I want you to do something. So it's usually the theme is going to involve education, persuasion, selling, whatever it is. Okay, so it's got some kind of activity involved for the reader. Now, you know, there's a couple of things in here. What do you guys think the theme is on this article? I'm going to tell you mine in just a second. Yep, stymied. A couple of people are putting some ideas in here. Okay. 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 You're all over the place with the theme. So let's go back and talk about the theme for a second. Where was I? To me, the theme is captured in one sentence in this thing. Right there. What kind of grandmother do I want to be? That's really simple. That's what this whole article is about. What kind of grandmother do I want to be? Now, the reason that's the theme to me is because she's asking that question of herself, but it's the question that every reader of this article is asking themselves after they get through the hook and the parachute, which they wouldn't have gotten to until later. And then they want to say, okay, well, how do you determine what kind of a grandmother do you want to be? Because that sets up the solution to this problem. The problem is that I'm not active, that I'm not healthy, that I'm not fit. How do I become active, healthy, and fit? So to me, this is the crux of the article right here. What kind of grandmother do I want to be? Does that make sense to you guys now? Okay. I'm going to grab that. Come back. Our next. Oh, sorry. Let's see. I've got too many things to click on here. Our next thing is the transition. This one was really easy for me. I think that it's the transition to me is always pretty clear cut. It's almost like a line in the sand. So let's go back. And for me, writing these things, the transition is the easiest part to do. Yeah, to me, this is it right here. You're right. Charlie, Sherry, I agree with you. This is it. Sounds perfect, right? Not so fast. Okay, so what she's done is in a little bit of a setup. This has a lot of setup, by the way. And a little bit of a setup, and this could be part of the transition as well. Every day I appreciate being healthy and feeling well. That kind of tells you where she is today. But this thing says, but that's not just it. That's not the whole story. And here comes the rest of the story. So whenever you have a kind of a flip, it is it's a transition piece. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to put this over in the template. Okay, so our next piece, if we go back to our parachute, we are looking at, we had the parachute, the theme, the transition. Now we're looking at the cell. And the cell is, when we talked about earlier, I said something about the how. And the how usually involves a process, right? That you're going to do some kind of a process. And the cell can be very long. It was very long in my bad dad example yesterday. The cell was a very long piece at the end. And one of the other examples I'm going to show you a little bit later, if we have time, it has a very long piece as well. But the cell includes a lot of pieces often. It includes proof. It includes social proof. It includes persuasion. It includes, Cialdini's six steps of persuasion. I don't know if you know about that or not, but we'll talk about that some other time. But there are a lot of pieces that go into that. And it can be done in a paragraph or it can be done in a page. But the cell is, it usually is where you have, this is how it happened. This is where the solution is. Step one, two, three, you can do this too. And here's how you do it. And it may be that in this case, since she's not selling something, what she is selling, she's not selling a product. What she is selling is herself and this community, right? So thus I invite. Yeah, you guys got this one pretty easily. Thus I invite every grandmother or grandmother to join this community. This is a really good lead-in into that. This is a step-by-step, how I went from here to there. Here's the feelings I had. And it's a little bit like the transition leading into the cell, and that's always going to happen. A transition should lead into the cell, whatever that is. So the transition and the cell really kind of blur together in this gray area. And it becomes fluid writing. In fact, I want to tell you, let's see, Chris said, I would really like to have a definition of each of these things in the template. Okay, we'll work on that. But one of the things I want to caution you about is being too black and white with these, with your writing and going from paragraph to paragraph to paragraph, because every paragraph needs to have a blend that leads right to the next paragraph, right? It's got to be incredibly logical and incredibly fluid. So this is good that it goes from a hard transition, line in the sand, soft transition into the cell. Okay? See how that works. It's a continuum. Your writing is always a continuum. Okay. Now we're going back to here, and the last thing we're looking at is the tie. Where is the tie on this? And the tie, remember, ties you back to the original theme. If you look at your pyramid, the tie, I think, actually can incorporate multiple things. The tie, to me, is it incorporates either the theme and or the parachute and or the hook. It should almost always have the hook in it somehow, some reference back to the hook, because that's how you got them in and that's how you want to take them out. But you can use any of these techniques to get back to the tie, and you're going to see multiple examples of that today. Okay. Where is it in this article? Let's see. I've got Charlie says, any woman? Okay. Yeah, I see it. Anybody else? Any other suggestions on this? Okay. I agree with you, Charlie. That is it. I was hoping I could find something a little more substantial, because I think the tie is really important. The tie wraps it up, and it makes it feel, it makes the reader feel like they have been incorporated into a nicely packaged piece, right? This one is a little weak because it's just real generic. And that's a dangerous thing when it comes to your writing, is being too generic. You want to be as specific as possible, and you always want to make people feel rather than read. There's a great saying in sales that is, show me, don't tell me. And that works here. It works in journalism. It works everywhere. It's a great sentence, way of life, basically. Show me, don't tell me. I think it was Emerson who said, your words speak so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. And that is what you want here, is you want your actions to speak so loudly that they forget that they're reading. Okay? So this tie really is fairly weak in tying back to what the purpose of this article is. I hope you don't mind me being a little critical here today. Now we'll go to the next one, okay? Did you get a lot out of that? Did you understand what we were talking about? Was that helpful to go through that one? And now we go into yours? Okay, good. Good. What was the tie? Sandra asked, what was the tie on this thing? The tie was here, one sentence. And any woman who senses the signs of aging sneaking up on her may find useful information. Okay. Now we're going to go to Chris's story. Chris's story. Chris, you're a little bit like me. I like to write longer. Let's see. I think it was Churchill said he was asked to write a speech or give a speech one time, and they asked him how long he would need. And he said, well, it depends. Is this an hour-long speech? And if so, I can have it tomorrow. If it's a 10-minute speech, I need 6 weeks. And that's the way it is, because the longer I write, the faster I write, and the less critically I write. The shorter I write, the harder it is. So we ask for 200 to 400 words. And we got about 1,600, I think this was, Chris. So we're going to go through this one fairly quickly. You guys read this quickly. We're going to take a couple of minutes. So I'll come back here in 2 minutes and we'll talk about it. Okay, this was, this is the second link up here that I put in was, let me just type this in again. That is nams.ws/cc what if, all lowercase. Okay, I enjoyed reading this one a lot. I learned a lot. It was well written. It was entertaining. It was full of emotion. I like that. I think it has the structure nailed, almost one after the other. So let's get right into this. We go back to the top. We're looking at our template, and let me get rid of some of this here. This one, I don't need that one up, but I need this one up. The hook. the setup, the parachute, the theme, the transition, the sell, the tie. Okay, we're going to start with the hook on this. Okay, so Sherry says, what if, maybe, you can go home again. Charlie says, the single most important person in the world. Anybody else? Let's hear what you think the hook is. Okay, personally, I think this entire paragraph is a really good hook. This is, it's full of curiosity. It doesn't tell you everything. It is emotion laden. You're guessing by the end of it what's happening here, but you're not guessing so much that you give up. So, you know, by the time I got to that, by the time I got to the end of this, I thought the next paragraph was going to say that his wife left him, or, you know, that it was a wife situation. I had no idea that it was a mother situation. And that was good because I got into the next paragraph and I went, whoa, it's your mom you're estranged from. That's interesting. Okay, so I like this a lot. This is a really good hook. Now she's 1,000 miles away and we're worlds apart from each other. How did we ever get to this awful place? Yeah, I like that it wasn't the wife too, Sandra, because I thought it was going to be a less interesting and melodramatic story if it was the wife, because we hear that a lot, right? But when it went to how did you and your mother get estranged, that's interesting. So this last, remember this sentence, we're going to come back to this sentence, okay? But this entire paragraph here to me is a really good hook. Because it starts out with, it's hard to know where things began to go wrong. Okay, now we've got an issue. I know that something is coming up, right? Something bad's happening here. It's hard to know where things began to go wrong. And to this day, I still wonder just how it all happened. The single most important person in the world to me had become a stranger. There's the problem. The single most important person in the world had become a stranger. For most of my life, she'd always been there. Now, if I had read this more critically, for most of my life, she'd always been there. I might have thought mother there. But depending on how old, I guess the older you get, that could be your wife still. It would be in my case. So I'd always loved her more than anything or anyone else. Now she's 1,000 miles away and we're worlds apart from each other. Okay, so that's a really good hook. I like that a lot. Let's drop that in our template. Okay, and I'm going to save this so that I don't lose it. The next thing we're looking for is the setup, right? So we're looking at our PowerPoint. The next thing is the setup. Then we're going to look for the parachute. Okay, so Charlie says that the first page is the setup. Yeah. Charlie, you're right. It's give or take first page. It is really long. This is the only problem I see with this story is that it suffers from overextended setup. And it's not so much that you are setting up the action, but you're filling in so much background here that we don't really need to know. You've got to be really careful about that. And this has a lot of background. And I know that when we tell our personal stories, the background that we think we need to tell somebody is usually way more than we do need to tell somebody. So we want to make the background as concise as possible. And in this case, we've got a lot of it. So let's see. Here's the hook. Then you get into this. I would really almost consider this as much a part of the hook, really, this next paragraph, because it was about supporting that first paragraph. But then it gets into, she lived her whole life in a small town in Texas. I'd spent almost 40 years of my life there. I didn't know if I'd be there 10 minutes or the entire 2 weeks. I took a deep breath, opened the door. We're going to come back to this paragraph in a second. I stayed 2 months. They'd been together 44 years. Mom and I are both problem solvers. I was proud of myself because I knew I could handle this just fine. I'm in time. Frustration got the best of me. This is a ton of setup and background. And I really think that especially this part about problem solving and taking over for dad and that he had passed away and it changed the dynamic, that could be boiled down into one paragraph, really. So I would say that all of that is setup. So Chris says basically it's too long then, huh? And yeah, that's true. It is a little bit too long. So we're going to say that the setup is just a ton is what it is. I'll copy one of the paragraphs that drop in here. And we'll start with this one. But this is not just the setup on this story. Now we're going to look at the parachute. I thought the parachute jumped out. Anybody else see it? Tell me what your thoughts are about the parachute. Charlie says, all began to unravel on January 24th, 1994. Chris, just so you know, I agree with you. Sandra says the parachute has moved away. Brian says, well, you just moved away after Daddy died. So Chris says his intended parachute was, I took a deep breath, opened the door, and walked in without knocking. I never knocked on that door before. So to me, this was the parachute because I was right there with him. First off, I was really nervous that was walking into the house unannounced after, what was it? How many years? Several years? And that made me nervous. So I'm feeling something. I'm feeling what he's feeling. I'm feeling the nervousness. And it's the action that's going on that's going to drive this story because the parachute is not just action for action's sake. It is a support to your theme of the story, right? And this really supports the theme of this story was we have an estranged parent. Is it a son or a daughter? Chris, I don't know if it's a son or a daughter. I think it's a son, right? Ah, Chris is female. Okay. It supports the theme of this article. That really explains what's going on here. That the article gets the theme of this article, the purpose, which we're going to identify in a few minutes, gets supported by the parachute. That's what we always want is for the parachute to be supportive and not just action for action's sake. That's the problem with a lot of movies these days. When you go to a movie and it's an action movie and all you see is action, if it's just action, blow up everything, it usually gets panned. If it is action that supports a plot or a theme in the movie, then it usually works out pretty well. So we come back to our template, and now we're going to talk about the theme. Tell me what the theme is in this story. Where does it state the theme? Sherry says, now there's a lesson to be learned here. People don't always know or remember the facts. Okay, that's one suggestion. Tell me what the theme is. Charlie says, same thing, now there's a lesson to be learned. Sandra says, lesson to be learned. Charlie says he's really still looking for the theme. I think the theme's all over the place in this. I think it is filled. I mean, she's done a really nice job of keeping the theme in front of us almost in every paragraph. So for me, it's here in one of the things that we did with the hook. Now she's 1,000 miles away and we're worlds apart from each other. It's that important we are worlds apart from each other to me that is the theme of this entire thing. And so you know, if you read this again, you're going to find areas in every paragraph where she talks about the separation. So by inference, the theme is separation and reconciliation, right? So it's woven into this article in a really good way, I think. A lot of it is in the setup as well. So we need to pull a lot of that out. But then you get down to the bottom and she really states it very clearly in that paragraph you got about, which is there's a lesson to be learned here. Oh, here it is. Now there's a lesson to be learned. People don't always know or remember the facts. People remember how they perceive things to be. The facts don't matter. To me, this is the next thing we're going to talk about. To me, this is the transition. And the transition it kind of is the flip. She doesn't really have a line in the sand kind of transition to me. But this is probably the thing I would call the transition more than the theme. But it does, a good transition does touch back on the theme of the article. And so this one does that exactly by talking about the grief and the separation and the distortion and how they perceive things to be. And then it goes on to talk about they both were wrong. There's a reconciliation. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes and how that is kind of what part of the story that plays into. And all the way to the bottom, it's understanding how people get separated and what went wrong. Now, one of the things that she does here is uses different kind of phrases, different kind of constructs to say pretty much the same thing. So she switches to the perspective, to each person's perspective on reconciliation when she's talking about reconciliation. But at the top, she's talking about separation. So the entire story goes from separation to reconciliation. And that is the theme of this one to me. So there's really not a great way to capture what the theme in this one is. I'm just going to capture this one sentence right here, that we're worlds apart from each other. Does that make sense to people? Do you agree with that? Okay. Yep. Separation to reconciliation. That's what that is. Now we're looking at transition. Okay. Transition. Yeah. I like the lesson to be learned. Part of this as the transition. Because that's where you're talking about here. Now there's a lesson to be learned. Okay. To me, that is a good, that's the turning point transition in this whole thing. You know, although Chris actually points out that his intended transition was here, finally in July of 2010. That's a pretty good transition, actually. It's really those two paragraphs combined that have a kind of do the flip for you, because finally in 2010 the answer came. In one of our conversations while I was staying with her, she told me she had thought I just didn't care about her anymore. I was stunned. Okay, that's a better transition. I agree with that, because that transition actually takes you from negative to positive. It takes you from black and white. It actually reveals the problem, and it hints at the solution. And the solution really kind of comes in the next paragraph. So I agree with you. That's a better transition. So now we're talking about the sell. What are we selling in this? And but Sherry brings up a really good question, both in here and somewhere else. I think I saw a something from Sherry on her article that may have a good question I want to talk about with SEO writing versus this question that she brought up here. And we're going to get into that in just a second. I think those are good questions that need to be addressed, but they're not what we're doing here. So the sell. Okay. What is the sell? Okay. So Chris tells me what she thought the sell was. Since she wrote it, that's what her plan was. And I'll let you know that, we'll talk about that in a second. Sherry says, if there's someone in your life that you love, but your relationship is strained for one reason or another, I beg you to find a way to open up a line of honest communication. That's this paragraph. Yeah, Sandra says the same thing. She wasn't sure that this was the sell or the tie back. And Brian says, that's what I don't get about this whole piece. Brian, I'm with you. I think that's the weakest part of this article. The weakest part of this article is you've done a great job, Chris, of building up a story, one that we're interested in. And we talked about the problems of it being a little bit long, But you've done a great job of hooking us and delivering an emotional story. And then it kind of leaves us flat. So to me, I want a solution. And this goes back to what Sherry was saying earlier up here. I think it was Sherry. She said, yes, it seems to me that to be so vague on the theme is better for artsy kind of writing rather than than affiliate type writing. I think she's exactly right. And I think if this article were meant to sell something, a product at the end, for example, let's say Chris had written a book about this, then this would really fall flat because you've written a really good story that people want to read, but they got nowhere to go. You haven't done anything for them to tell them that you have a solution, that you that the way you solved this is a clear, concise process. So to me, the sell has to be clear, concise process. You see me using a lot of bullets and a lot of step-by-step. And when you see something in my writing that is a bulleted or step-by-step, it is definitely the sell. You don't have to do it that way, though. You can do it with strong words at the beginning of your paragraphs or sentences that tell people what to do. So this is, and even if it is a persuasion to take somebody to a place where they need to, that you're changing their mind, a persuasion where you're changing their mind or you're enlightening or inspiring or whatever that is, you still got to have some kind of clear thing in your selling points that that does the convincing. And that's where we're missing the boat here, I think, is we don't have something that's really clear about the convincing. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, Sandra. She says this sounds like a great beginning to a short inspirational story. I like it for that. That's true. But we got to get to the point of why you're doing it, which is what the purpose is for the reader, right? So Chris is saying, so the sell is not my attempt to get people to communicate with those they love. It's really vague. It's really vague. And that's the problem with the sell. I think other people were guessing all over the place that the sell was in here. And you had said that it was, Chris, I think you said, lesson to be learned, that you thought this was the sell. I just think that's too weak to be a great sell. But I'm gonna add this in the template as the sell because do other people agree with this? Is the sell vague for you? Yep, Chris, other people are agreeing. It's vague compared to the setup, Sandra says. The setup is real clear. Okay, here we go back. We're looking at the tie back now. And the transition and should lead you back into the tie back. It should lead you to the cell, and then the cell should lead you back into the tie back. So let's see, Sandra, would it be pretty scary for me to think? It's pretty scary for me to think that I might have gone the rest of my life. Yes, that's where I think the tie back is as well. This really brings you back to what the beginning was, which was the separation, and then leads back into the solution again. So that's what I agree with that. That's what the tie back is. Charlie's up next with traffic. This is Charlie's. It was, if you didn't get it downloaded to look at it, it is here. Let's see, it is dams.ws. Oops, hold on. I'm typing it in the chat box. CV traffic. dams.ws/CV traffic. Okay, go ahead and read that. And we'll come back in about a minute and a half. Okay, what's the hook? Okay. Let's see. I've got two people, three people. Okay. Stan says manic driving is clearly the hook. Sandra says, what if it was because of you? Charlie says, same thing. This is Charlie's story. So this is what Charlie intended as the hook. Ever had one of those days when things didn't seem to go right? What if it was because of you? Okay. I would say that that's probably the hook as well. I don't think it's a really strong hook because it doesn't really grab you. It's more like a make you think kind of hook. And the make you think kind of hooks are, they're a little difficult to hang on to sometimes. They're a little difficult to get you in unless it is a very big question and a very big gap in the thinking part. So I would really encourage you to have something that's a little bit more action-oriented in the hook.